It's 9 minutes past six, and the Scottish Government will today confirm the exact wording of the question they want to put before the Scottish people in the 2014 independence referendum. Peter Strachan compiled this report.
The First Minister unveiled the question he wants to put to the Scottish people at the turn of the year when the SNP published its blueprint for the 2014 referendum. Today they'll formally submit that question to the Electoral Commission. And it seems Mr. Salmond is determined to stick to his guns.
It is short, straightforward and clear, so let me read it to this chamber. The question is, do you agree that Scotland should be an independent country?
Speaking at the time, the leader of the Scottish Conservatives, Ruth Davidson, saw no reason to object.
What the people of Scotland want and deserve is a fair, legal and decisive referendum held as soon as possible. What the First Minister posited today is a fair and decisive legal question, which I welcome.
But any prospect of a cross-party consensus on Mr. Salmond's question soon disappeared. His opponents decided it was skewed, biased towards a yes answer. In May, the House of Commons Scottish Affairs Committee published a report condemning the question.
We took a lot of evidence from political scientists, from legal experts, from opinion pollsters. Everyone we could find who had a valid opinion to put forward on this.
The Labour MP Ian Davidson chairs the committee.
All agreed, and I think that's significant, unanimously, that any phrase that began, "Do you agree?" did incline people to vote positively for a yes. We were quite clear when we saw polling evidence that showed that if the question was changed, the result was changed, that therefore the question is important. The exact wording is important. And what we're saying is that we cannot have, in such an important referendum, a biased question.
But speaking at the time, the Deputy First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon, rejected Mr. Davidson's charge.
The question that the Scottish Government has consulted on is a fair and decisive question. Even the leader of the Scottish Conservatives recognised that. And the wording is very similar to wording used in the devolution referendum and some of the referendums we've seen in England in recent times. So we are confident this is a fair question and one that will lead to a decisive result.
The Unionist parties weren't satisfied. They commissioned their own panel of experts to come up with an alternative question. Chaired by Lord Sutherland, they unveiled their findings back in August. A bold statement: Scotland should become an independent state, with voters offered a choice of "I agree with that statement" or "I do not agree with that statement." Our political correspondent Raymond Buchanan spoke to Lord Sutherland.
We're asking Scots voters to affirm something. Either they agree with this or they disagree with this, or they do not agree with this. And that it seemed to us, was very straightforward, much clearer. I'm sure there are other ways of cutting this cake. This is not rocket science.
Don't you, though, with some of the research you've conducted, tell us that it doesn't really matter what form of words you use, because the question doesn't affect the outcome eventually, whether it's biased or not?
I wouldn't say it doesn't matter. There's just the evidence from around the world, and there are many different types of countries that have had referenda, some democratic, some not so. The evidence was mixed, and sometimes it seemed to have minimal impact, and sometimes it seemed more than that. But our view was, therefore, it's more important to look for what does have impact, and that seems to be the quality of debate about the big issues that inform voters.
But the final decision rests with the Electoral Commission. It's their job to assess the proposed question, and they've made it clear that they'll only consider a form of words composed by the Scottish Government. Today, the Scottish Government will formally submit the aforementioned form of words, unchanged, exactly the same as Alex Salmond outlined in January.
Do you agree that Scotland should be an independent country?
The Electoral Commission now has 3 months to test the question, laying it before focus groups to decide whether it's fair and can be easily understood. If it passes muster, the question will be included in a bill that will go before Holyrood next spring.